Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, June 17th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of business and corporate news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Additional UGI system upgrades set to begin next week in Hazleton. UGI Utilities will begin a system upgrade project in Hazleton next week. The work starts on Burner Avenue on June 24th as part of their commitment to safe service. Some homes and businesses may have the opportunity to convert to natural gas. Burner Avenue will be closed between South Cedar Street and South Poplar Street from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Residents and businesses in this section will have access. Parking will be restricted. Some natural gas service interruptions are expected. UGI will need access to properties for inspections and equipment relighting. The underground work should be done by mid-July, weather permitting. Final paving and restoration will follow. For those interested in converting to natural gas, contact UGI at 800-276-2722 or gasconversion@ugi.com. UGI Utilities, Inc. serves over 760,000 customers, and more information is available at wgi.com.
CGC is the hobby's fastest-growing card grading service. Certified Guarantee Company, known as CGC, recently announced that it graded a record-breaking 570,000 cards in May 2025, following another record-breaking month in April. CGC is now considered the fastest-growing card grading company in history, with more than double the growth rate of its closest competitor. Since introducing the Lux Black and Gold CGC Pristine 10 label in 2023, collectors have been chasing after these cards, leading to increased value on the secondary market. For example, an Alpha Black Lotus graded CGC Pristine 10 sold for $3 million in April 2024. CGC certified sports cards also continue to perform well in auctions, with a Victor Wembanyama rookie card graded CGC 9.5 fetching over $100,000 recently. The company's strong growth is attributed to its focus on providing fast, accurate, and affordable grading services. CGC is on track to grade 10 million cards by the end of the year, with strategic partnerships and global expansion plans in place. AI News breaks Blue Sky AI Inc., OT, to upgrade to OTCID tier on July 1st, signaling stronger market position. Blue Sky AI Inc. will upgrade to the OTCID tier on July 1, 2025, signaling stronger market positioning. The transition reflects enhanced reporting, compliance, and transparency standards, marking a milestone in the company's strategic growth. Recent achievements include modular AI data center expansion, new infrastructure partnerships, a GPU as a service launch, and improved financial governance. CEO Trent D'Ambrosio emphasized the upgrade underscores Blue Sky AI's commitment to investor confidence and long-term value creation, seeking broader market visibility and access to capital. For more information, visit blueskyadatacenters.com.
New hope for fibromyalgia patients as TNX-102-SL shows promising Phase 3 results. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. presented TNX-102-SL, a sublingual formulation of cyclobenzaprin, as a promising new therapy for fibromyalgia at the 2025 Annual European Congress of Rheumatology. Phase 3 data showed significant pain reduction and improved sleep quality over 14 weeks, addressing key symptoms of the condition. TNX-102-SL's unique pharmacological profile enhances efficacy and tolerability by bypassing liver metabolism. With FDA Fast Track designation and a goal date of August 15, 2025, this drug could be a game changer in fibromyalgia treatment. The potential approval of TNX-102-SL offers hope for millions of patients, signaling a shift towards more targeted and tolerable pain management solutions.
Jupiter Neurosciences pioneers dual strategy in biotech for neurodegenerative diseases and financial stability. Jupiter Neurosciences Inc. is leading the way in the biotech industry with a dual strategy focused on tackling neurodegenerative diseases and ensuring financial stability. Their innovative approach includes Jotrol, a groundbreaking formulation of resveratrol designed to combat key factors in diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. With strategic patent protections in place until 2036, Jupiter Neurosciences is also introducing Nugivia, a consumer product line targeting the longevity market. By balancing drug development with consumer products, the company is setting a new standard for sustainability in biotech. This approach not only benefits patients in need, but also serves as a blueprint for other biotech firms looking to achieve both scientific breakthroughs and economic success.
SolarBank Corporation's Nova Scotia Solar Project marks a milestone in renewable energy. SolarBank Corporation has reached a significant milestone in renewable energy with its 2.4 megawatt DC Sydney project in Nova Scotia. Valued at $4.57 million, the project is set to produce 2,130 megawatt hours of clean energy annually, reducing CO2 emissions by 1,900 tons. Partnering with AI Renewable Flow-Through Fund and Trimac Engineering, SolarBank will lead the construction as the developer and EPC contractor, showcasing the benefits of community solar projects. This initiative not only promotes cleaner energy sources, but also creates economic opportunities and sets a precedent for future renewable energy endeavors. Nova Scotia's ambitious goal of 80% renewable energy by 2030 is furthered by this project, attracting investments and job opportunities while combating climate change on a global scale.
Accredited Solutions, Inc. embarks on a new era with blockchain and AI for telecom settlements. Accredited Solutions, Inc. is entering a new era by focusing on blockchain and AI for telecom settlements. The company is acquiring its BeChain, known for its expertise in blockchain technology for telecom. This move aims to address challenges like fraud reduction and faster settlement times. The integration of its BeChain's technology will lead to a platform using blockchain and AI for voice, SMS, and data traffic settlements. CEO Eduardo Brito sees this partnership as a game changer in telecom and fintech settlements, positioning ASI as a leader in the industry. This strategic shift away from the Globetopper acquisition shows ACE's commitment to innovation-driven markets. As the company prepares for a financial audit, it is clear that blockchain and AI will play a key role in the future of telecom operations, offering benefits to carriers and consumers worldwide. Europe witnesses a resurgence in electric vehicle sales amidst previous slowdown. The electric vehicle market in Europe is experiencing a resurgence after a period of slowed growth and consumer hesitancy. This positive trend is a relief for manufacturers and stakeholders in the green energy sector, as it indicates a possible turning point for EV adoption in the region. Factors like charging infrastructure, vehicle affordability, and consumer confidence in EV technology play crucial roles in influencing purchasing decisions. Companies in the EV space, such as Massimo Group, stand to benefit from this renewed consumer interest. However, long-term success depends on addressing underlying issues to ensure sustained growth towards a more sustainable future in transportation.
Dominican Online launches 100% online ECE certificate for working teachers. Dominican Online has launched a fully online, flexible, early childhood education certificate program designed for educators in pre-K through third grade. This program offers graduate-level ECE units and can be accessed from anywhere in the United States. The certificate aims to help teachers meet state and district continuing education requirements, earn recognized credentials, and grow professionally without disrupting their careers or personal lives. This program comes at a critical time for early childhood educators who face increased expectations. The 100% online, fully flexible, and graduate-level courses are designed to address the real needs of educators working with young children, providing relevant content that can be applied directly in the classroom.
Airzia, an Asetek Forge strategic partnership to enhance RF and microwave technology access in Southern California. Airzia and Asetek have formed a strategic partnership to enhance RF and microwave technology access in Southern California. This collaboration aims to provide high-reliability RF systems and subsystems for industries such as defense, space, SATCOM, and electronic warfare. The partnership leverages Asetek's localized expertise and Airzia's global innovation to meet the stringent demands of these sectors. This alliance signifies a trend of global technology leaders localizing operations to better serve regional markets. The upcoming showcase at the International Microwave Symposium in San Francisco is expected to highlight the potential of this collaboration to set new standards in the RF and microwave technology sector, reinforcing Airzia's position as a leader in supporting cutting-edge missions.
Amedis Inc. navigates revenue decline while investing in renewable energy future. Amedis Inc., a renewable fuels company, has seen a significant drop in total revenues for the first quarter of 2025, reporting $42.9 million compared to $72.6 million last year. Despite this, the company's net loss has remained stable at $24.5 million. Amedis is focusing on growth initiatives and has received $19 million from the sale of transferable investment tax credits. The company anticipates further financial support through the Section 45Z program. Amedis is strategically aligned with U.S. policies promoting low-carbon fuels, positioning itself as a leader in the renewable energy transition. With a growing dairy RNG segment and expanding California ethanol business, Amedis is poised for future success in the evolving energy landscape.
Biomex Inc.'s bacteriophage therapy offers new hope against antibiotic-resistant infections. Biomex Inc.'s bacteriophage therapy shows promise in treating diabetic foot osteomyelitis and cystic fibrosis, challenging conditions for traditional antibiotics. With diabetic foot infections leading to over 160,000 amputations annually in the U.S., Biomex's therapy offers hope by reducing ulcer size and depth. In cystic fibrosis, a 14.3% clearance rate of chronic lung infections was achieved in just 10 days. Bacteriophages target specific bacteria without contributing to resistance, attracting significant investments and Wall Street attention. Biomex's innovative approach could lead to a paradigm shift in infectious disease treatment, providing a beacon of hope for patients worldwide.
Cingulate Inc. advances ADHD treatment with CTX-1301, EYES FDA approval. Cingulate Inc. is making strides in ADHD treatment with CTX-1301, a once-daily stimulant therapy showing rapid onset and sustained efficacy. Recent Phase 3 pediatric study results demonstrated statistically significant improvements on the ADHD RS5 scale within 5 weeks. The drug's high-dose food effect study confirmed it can be taken with or without food, enhancing patient adherence. With a potential NDA submission to the FDA in mid-2025, Cingulate is actively exploring strategic financing options. The approval of CTX-1301 could revolutionize ADHD treatment, impacting both the company's financial standing and the pharmaceutical industry. This advancement offers hope to millions of ADHD patients seeking more effective and convenient treatment options, garnering attention from the healthcare community and investors alike. Rug Renovating's feature on Designing Spaces highlights the importance of artisanal rug restoration. The recent feature of Rug Renovating on Designing Spaces highlighted the meticulous care and expertise needed for rug restoration. Laura Iskien, general manager, expressed pride in the company's recognition, emphasizing the dedication to craftsmanship. This exposure not only showcases Rug Renovating's 125-year legacy, but also underscores the importance of artisanal skills in a mass-produced era. The segment serves as a reminder of Expert Care's value in preserving family heirlooms and historical pieces. Rug Renovating ensures that the beauty and stories within these rugs are passed down through generations, emphasizing the importance of proper rug care and restoration in maintaining cultural heritage. This news story was distributed by Nunn and amplified by NewsRamp in collaboration with Evertise Studios.
Newton Golf Company, Inc., NWTG, unveils lighter shaft amid women's golf boom. Newton Golf Company, Inc., listed on NASDAQ as NWTG, has unveiled a lighter shaft to cater to the increasing number of women participating in golf. With women making up around 28% of on-course golfers in the U.S., the global golf equipment market is thriving, expected to reach $20.5 billion in 2024. The new lighter shaft from Newton Golf is designed to be lighter while maintaining precision, stability, and distance. This innovation is attracting golfers of all levels, including tour professionals. Female participation in golf has surged by 41% since 2019, reaching 7.9 million players in 2024. To learn more about Newton Golf Company and their latest updates, visit their newsroom.
Accredited Solutions, Inc. shifts focus to blockchain and AI for telecom settlements. Accredited Solutions, Inc. has announced a strategic pivot towards blockchain and AI for telecom settlements, acquiring ITSB Chain to lead in fintech and telecom solutions. This move aims to enhance efficiency and security in carrier settlements, with a focus on fraud reduction and settlement time optimization. CEO Eduardo Brito emphasized the transformative potential of this partnership, positioning ASII at the forefront of a rapidly evolving sector. The decision to shift focus away from the Globetopper acquisition reflects ASII's commitment to pursuing high-value opportunities. As ASII prepares to finalize its financial audit, the ITSB Chain partnership is expected to not only enhance market position, but also drive broader adoption of blockchain and AI solutions in the telecom industry.
Tonix Pharmaceuticals TNX-102-SL shows promise as a breakthrough treatment for fibromyalgia. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. presented positive Phase 3 data for TNX-102-SL at the 2025 EULAR Congress, offering hope to fibromyalgia patients. This sublingual formulation of cyclobenzaprine showed significant and sustained pain reduction over 14 weeks. By bypassing first-pass liver metabolism, TNX-102-SL enhances efficacy and tolerability, addressing key symptoms like pain and sleep disturbances. With a PDUFA goal date set for August 15, 2025, this fast-track designated therapy could revolutionize fibromyalgia treatment. The potential approval of TNX-102-SL signifies a major milestone in pain management, providing a new option for patients in need.
Jupiter Neuroscience's innovative strategy in biotech, a dual approach to tackling neurodegenerative diseases and ensuring financial sustainability. Jupiter Neuroscience's Inc. is taking a unique dual approach in the biotech industry. They are not only developing treatments for neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, but also launching a direct-to-consumer product line for financial sustainability. At the core of their efforts is Jotrol, an enhanced resveratrol formulation with promising therapeutic effects. With patents secured until 2036, Jotrol is a significant asset. Meanwhile, their consumer product line, Nujivia, taps into the longevity market and provides a steady revenue stream. By diversifying their sources of income, Jupiter Neurosciences is mitigating financial risks and accelerating research into CNS disorders. This innovative strategy sets a precedent for sustainable business models in biotech, offering hope for patients worldwide.
SolarBank Corporation advances renewable energy efforts with Nova Scotia Solar Project. SolarBank Corporation has announced progress on its 2.4 megawatt DC Sydney project in Nova Scotia, aligning with the province's goal of 80% renewable energy by 2030. Developed with AI Renewable Flow-Through Fund and Trimac Engineering, the $4.57 million project will generate 2,730 megawatt-hours of clean energy annually, powering 221 homes and offsetting 1,900 tons of CO2 emissions. Construction is set to begin in spring 2026, with SolarBank as developer and EPC contractor, expecting engineering revenues and long-term income. This initiative showcases the importance of community solar projects in transitioning to cleaner energy sources, benefiting both the environment and economy. It also signifies a step towards reducing reliance on fossil fuels and combating climate change, potentially setting a model for future renewable energy endeavors in Nova Scotia, attracting investments and creating jobs.
copper supply disparities grow as more shipments head to the U.S. The surge in demand for physical copper in America, ahead of potential import duties, is creating supply shortages in other parts of the world. Latest figures show that stocks on the London Metal Exchange have dropped to new lows as inventory continues to shrink. The copper supply crunch in other markets around the world could be a tailwind that drives even more investors towards companies like Aston Bay Holdings Limited, OTCQB ATBHF, that have properties with proven reserves.
Electric vehicle sales are rebounding in Europe. Electric vehicle sales in Europe are rebounding from several months of slowed adoption and outright boycotts of some EV brands. Although Europe is the second largest electric vehicle market, 2024 saw a growing number of European buyers refrain from EV purchases due to costs, range anxiety, and brand controversies. Recent data now shows that electric vehicle sales in Europe are seeing a resurgence, but EV adoption remains uneven across the continent. If this revived buyer interest is sustained across all markets, not just in Europe, many firms like Massimo Group, Nasdaq Memo, could see a marked uptick in demand. HeartBeam Inc.'s valid ECG study confirms high diagnostic accuracy of synthesized 12-lead ECG. HeartBeam Inc., a leader in medical technology, has announced the results of their valid ECG study, showcasing the high diagnostic accuracy of their synthesized 12-lead ECG device. The study, presented by Dr. Thomas Deering, demonstrated a 93.4% agreement with traditional ECG methods for arrhythmia assessment. This compact, credit card-sized device has the potential to revolutionize cardiac care outside of traditional medical settings. With FDA submission already underway, this innovative technology could improve patient care, reduce healthcare costs, and enhance accessibility to cardiac diagnostics globally. Stay tuned for the anticipated U.S. commercialization of HeartBeam's groundbreaking device.
Platinum Group Metals Limited benefits from surging platinum and palladium prices. The recent surge in platinum and palladium prices has put Platinum Group Metals Limited in the spotlight. With platinum prices at their highest in over 2 years and palladium gaining interest, the company's focus on PGMs in South Africa positions it for growth. Platinum prices, now over $1,095 per ounce, have risen more than 20% this year due to increased demand from China's jewelry sector. Palladium stability in industrial demand and inflation pressures have also boosted its price. Platinum Group Metals Limited's strategic focus on PGMs, strong partnerships, and commitment to innovation make it a key player in the resurging market. As demand rises and supply remains constrained, the company's role in meeting global needs is crucial.
Innovative Designs reports record sales and profitability in first half of 2025. Innovative Designs Inc., a leader in manufacturing evacuated cell insulation products, reported record sales and profitability in the first half of 2025. Total revenues increased by 265% to $1,340,285, driven by high demand for Insultex House Wrap and Arctic Armor line. The company achieved over $240,000 in net income, a significant improvement from the previous year's $41,000 loss. This success reflects the industry's shift towards energy-efficient and sustainable building materials. Innovative Design's performance demonstrates the importance of innovation in meeting modern construction and energy efficiency standards, setting a benchmark for success in the competitive landscape of sustainable building materials. Innovative Design's reports record sales and profitability in first half of 2025. Innovative Designs Inc., a leader in the manufacturing of superior and patented evacuated cell insulation products, has reported a remarkable financial performance for the first half of 2025. The company saw a 265% increase in total revenues compared to the same period in 2024, reaching $1,340,285. This growth is attributed to the rising demand for its Insultex House Wrap and Arctic Armor line. Innovative Designs also achieved a new high in profitability, with over $240,000 in net income for the first 6 months of 2025, a stark contrast to the $41,000 loss reported in the same period the previous year. The company's success reflects a broader industry trend towards energy-efficient and sustainable building materials, showcasing the potential for innovative materials to drive environmental and economic benefits in the construction sector.
Collection Pro's innovative model transforms out-of-network payment recovery for healthcare providers. Collection Pro Services LLC is revolutionizing out-of-network payment recovery for healthcare providers. Their unique model combines legal expertise with a no-risk financial framework, helping providers navigate the challenges of the No Surprises Act. With a flat 10% contingency fee and a focus on transparency, Collection Pro ensures providers can recover payments without upfront costs. By specializing in previously denied claims and boasting a 92% success rate in arbitration cases, Collection Pro is empowering providers to secure their financial health and deliver high-quality patient care. Their innovative solutions address systemic payment challenges, marking a significant step forward for the industry. Argentina's rising role in global uranium supply chain highlights investment opportunities. Argentina is emerging as a key player in the global uranium supply chain, attracting attention from investors and energy companies. Projects like Blue Sky Uranium's Amerenium Amarillo Grande highlight the country's untapped potential. Argentina's pro-nuclear policies and infrastructure investments make it an appealing investment destination. With plans for nuclear reactor expansion, Argentina's uranium could diversify supply chains and support cleaner energy sources. As the world shifts towards nuclear energy, Argentina's role in the uranium sector is becoming increasingly significant.
Walker Lane Resources Limited unveils strategic exploration plans for high-grade gold and silver projects. Walker Lane Resources Limited, led by President and CEO Kevin Brewer, has revealed its strategic exploration plans targeting high-grade gold and silver projects in Nevada and British Columbia. The company aims to leverage its diversified portfolio for significant discoveries and value creation. Brewer highlighted the importance of a disciplined financial strategy, emphasizing low G&A costs and a contractor-based model for efficient exploration. Key projects include Tule Canyon in Nevada and Amy in British Columbia, known for high-grade mineralization. Walker Lane's approach may set a blueprint for sustainable and profitable exploration, offering investors a compelling opportunity in the gold and silver sector. Stay tuned for updates on upcoming drill programs and permitting status to gauge the potential for significant discoveries.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.